Oh boy. Welcome back to the fucking show. Stu, how you doing, man?
It's Wednesday, man. And we are uncancelable. 100% uncancelable, despite the fact that we are under the biggest attack for cancellation as a network, as a person, that anybody has ever been through. And I don't get out here and I don't bitch and moan and complain, but what I am saying is that if you're watching this on Rumble and you see that Stu Crew button, we need you.
Yeah, it's been fucking crazy.
I'm not afraid to ask these people. I'm not afraid to ask our family for help. And right now, family, we need help.
Yeah.
Because there are sponsors walking away from us. They don't want to be attached to what New York Times refers to as a virulent anti-Semite, which is completely fake. It's a fake word. It's a word that's designed to create a barrier between the synagogue of Satan and good. And if you are on team good and team God and team Jesus Christ, you will be under attack. Yeah. You will be targeted as an anti-Semite if you question or, God forbid, criticize the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm not stopping. Occupied is coming out. And I don't care about these people that are leaving. They're cowards. They don't want to advertise on the network anymore because we're going there. That's fine. Well, I've got news. We're also walking away from certain sponsors because of my faith and my convictions and my ideologies.
Yeah.
And we will not miss out, and we will not suffer, and we will be uncancelable. We will not be controlled for any amount of shekels. So they can take the money from the network, but they can't take the fire from these balls.
Yes, that is fucking Stu Peters. I gotta say something. Can I say something to the people?
Yeah.
Hey guys. So some of you who watch the show, who are, I think, regulars of Stu Peters and probably aren't familiar with me. Here's the thing. Some of you are dumb motherfuckers. And I love you and your audience. I love what we do. I love that we have fans. But some of you don't know who the fuck you're talking to. Go King Bao TV on IG. Go catch yourself up. Some of you say that King Bao won't say juice. You guys think that, right? You're stupid. You're dumb. So we're going to dispel all of that because Stu and I are both not afraid to just tell it to you how it is. And this is me telling it to you how it is. So fuck you. Tonight, fucking people up with HARP. A lot of people aren't realizing Trump and Kamala, probably parts of the same wing, especially if they're both funded by Israel. Everybody on Stu Peters Network that keeps hitting me up for our show on Cancelable saying, Joe won't say Jews.
Jews, 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 Jews.
You're a fucking retard.
Most you hate that I get money. Got me feeling like the juice, like the juice, juice. That's anti-Semitism. That's anti-Semitism. That's anti-Semitism. What the fuck is up with that?
King Bao won't say Jews. He must be controlled opposition because he doesn't want to talk about the Jews.
You mean the synagogue of Satan? You mean the same people that are probably into this fucking shit? Same people that are pushing these agendas and this? You mean those people? Because those people can be Muslim. Those people can be Christian. Those people can be whatever the fuck they tell you. Didn't T.D. Jakes hang out with P. Diddy?
That's all I want to say, Stu. That's all I want to say.
I just want to get some people the fuck out of here.
You know, people don't think that we're going to tell it to people how it is. I just think that's fucking crazy.
I don't know what Stu Peters network they're watching.
That's very true. Yes.
You know, my mom has always said, you got to learn when to bite your tongue. You got to know when it's just inappropriate to say certain things. You don't have a filter. You're kind of a loose cannon. Yeah, Mom, some things never change. Yeah. And that includes when they give me a big microphone and when God divinely blesses a platform and makes it exponentially grow. That's great.
Yes.
Because the truth, although be it at times can be very, very uncomfortable, and although be it the opinions might be unpopular, you can call me anti-Semitic, but you can't call me a liar.
Yeah. Yep. That's very true. That's very true. What do you think about...
As a matter of fact, they're mutually exclusive. You can't be a liar if you are anti-Semitic. If you're being anti-Semitic, you're not lying.
That was facts. That was facts. Stu, what do you think of this comment? People are saying we should do call-ins. That could be cool. Create a line.
I'm all about that. I am all about that. I've actually got a phone line set up.
Dope.
And we're going to start opening that up.
Yes.
I just need a call screener because, you know, there's a lot of Jews out there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Well, actually, there's not. Less than 0.02% of the population.
Well, I mean, that's...
But yet they control 100% of our government.
Are we going to go there? Are we going to get into that? Should we get into that?
Yeah, let's get into that.
I mean, there's a lot of shit that's happening, obviously. You know, I want to go through some rapid fire current events. You got this white guy that just got arrested for Black Lives Matter. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see this, Stu? This white dude.
Look at this guy.
Who got caught for Black Lives Matter. Like, I could have fucking, like, guys. I mean, honestly, I could have fucking told you. If you just would have asked me about this dude, like, if you just would have said, hey, Joel, you think this dude's a part of Black Lives Matter? I would have been like, no. I'd have been like, no, this guy is definitely probably not a part of Black Lives Matter. And I could give you one reason as to why he's probably not a part of Black Lives Matter. Because he's white, you know? And that's just... That's just apparent to me. I don't know. What do you think, Stu?
Well, I mean, during the Summer of Love in 2020, when people were protesting racial injustice and systemic racism in America, which just plagues us so badly. We're just such a racist country with racist cops and oppressive white guys everywhere. White supremacists and Nazis are marching in the street in every city. And of course, that's what we really struggle with. And they're the biggest terrorist and the biggest threat to national security is these white supremacists with all the systemic racism. But you know what? 90% of the people that were out there marching were white.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it about you white people that makes you want to go simp for these blacks so badly? You are literally out on somebody's front yard threatening to burn their house down because of this systemic racism. And what no justice, no peace. Well, what peace is it that you're really spreading when you're burning shit down?
Yes.
Come on. And you're white.
Come on.
Look, when these people went to protest on my front lawn just recently, actually, and I mean, they could have picked anti-Semitism. They could have picked Israel. They could have picked a whole lot of things. But apparently they're still stuck on Stu Peter's a racist. Okay, fine.
I was there for that.
And they're protesting on my front lawn. It was one mixed race black girl and the rest of them were white. Little twink nerds with purple hair, these little faggots on my front yard, and they were there for like 20 minutes. They didn't get the attention that they wanted, and so they left. And it's like these little white twink faggot boys and this, you know, protesting for blacks, I just will never understand that.
I mean, you know, it's this dude could literally scam everybody. That entire organization is a fucking scam. We know that now. Obviously, if you're not retarded, you would know that Black Lives Matter was the biggest fucking croaks of shit on the planet. Oh, speaking of, Derek Chauvin supposedly got stabbed again in jail. They're trying to get him the fuck out of here, and supposedly it was an FBI. The FBI is linked to that, obviously, as well.
Weird.
Yeah, of course. They're not subverting the country at all. Let's go to these comments. We got some bunch of comments coming in. What's up, Brian Strew? Stu question, can you show me in the Bible or the New Testament where it says that Christians replaced the Jews as God's chosen people? Hello from
Yeah, we can do some education on that. As a matter of fact, we have some very basic education that we can show, and we're gonna be doing that here on the platform. Can you show me where in the Bible that Jews were referred to as God's chosen people?
That's right. We are gonna. Yeah, we have a rebuttal for that later, Mr. Shrew. What's up, Aaron Andy? Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. I enjoy
the God call. Bless you. We're playing for you if you're in the middle of Hurricane Milton. The man-made Milton is what I call it.
Yeah.
This thing, I mean, these are weapons of war. These weather weapons, they are weapons of war. And anybody who denies that our fake government, murderous corporate crime syndicate, can control weather, make storms, direct storms. Where were you during Maui? Yeah. Where were you during Helene, which we've never seen in history, a hurricane stay intact, go through the mountains, and then go destroy Western North Carolina. We've never seen ever a hurricane come directly east from the west across the Gulf of Mexico. Some community notes idiot was trying to correct me on that by showing me like six other storms. None of them took the path. That there is not one. This storm is absolutely an anomaly. And then the tornadoes that it's producing ahead of it, never has Florida seen tornadoes like this. These are unbelievable. And then there's another two, at least one or two hurricanes forming off the coast of Africa coming straight west to slam into the east coast of Florida.
No way, really?
Well, yes. And so when man-made Milton meets whatever stupid name they decide to name these ones, they're going to push back on each other and stall right over the state of Florida.
Interesting.
Where they can just do maximum damage for hours and hours and hours at a time. They are trying to get Florida out of here. They have completely destroyed the West Coast. Now they're going to bring it in from the East, completely destroy the East Coast. My home is in Vero Beach. I got a notification earlier. The notification said, hold on a second, where is it? 5:21 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, catastrophic tornado in the Vero Beach, Florida area. That's where my home is. This is a rare tornado for Florida. This is a large destructive tornado. Get to immediate and cover your head in Nevins, Riamar, Eastern Vero Beach immediately. Debris ball is 2+ miles wide. So, of course, I went to my Ring cameras and I took a look at that and it said, all cameras at this location have gone offline. I tried to get a hold of my neighbors and I cannot get a hold of my neighbors. I have no idea. The house is even standing at this point.
No way. Well, we will send some good energy to you. That's kind of crazy.
I need some prayers there.
But climate change, yep. Last night, Nick Fuentes said weather mod isn't real and that FEMA is doing a good job. No fucking way. Everybody's a fucking plant. What do you mean? No way. I don't believe that. Milton made...
Unbelievable.
Milton made landfall at Siesta Key, by the way.
Yes. Yep. Not too long ago, I was talking to my sister, who's in Fort Myers. Mom and my brother Nolan and, you know, my sister Stephanie, they're all in Tampa. They went a little bit further inland and they went up to my sister's house in Wesley Chapel. So they're supposed to be doing okay. This is a terrible storm. And everybody's like, oh, well, what a blessing it didn't hit as a Cat 5 or a Cat 4. You guys do remember Katrina.
Yeah.
Hurricane Katrina, when it slammed into New Orleans, was a Cat 3. These are not weak storms by any means. This is 100% disastrous and catastrophic. And that west coast of Florida that is still picking up from Helene, there are people that I know from Hurricane Ian from 2 years ago who still haven't rebuilt their homes, who still haven't settled with the insurance companies.
Yeah.
Because insurance companies are pulling out of Florida because insurance is a crook crime racket.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not paying out. These people have been living in mobile homes. These people have been living in campers and RVs. They've been living with relatives. They've been moving out of state. And they finally are starting to get their homes rebuilt. And now this.
Joshua Davis just said, Lord, put your hands around Stu and his family and the rest of the Floridians.
Thank you, Joshua. I appreciate that.
Prayers for you and your family here in Florida, Stu. Thank you, Aaron Andy. How about this dude is just trolling, I think.
How about the divorce disaster? I know men who lose their homes at an alarming rate. The women are the real hurricanes. Well,
yeah, I mean, that's
there's some truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of truth to that. Women blow through the homes. Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, we got the Black Lives Matter motherfucker out of here. Dr. Simone Gold. Oh, whoops. We're supposed to save this for later, but fuck it. We're here now.
Yeah, look at all those people.
This is the scam.
Those are all of the people that were behind the bioweapon, COVID-19, the gain of function, Fort Detrick engineered, UNC Chapel Hill engineered, Ukrainian bioweapons lab engineered, by the way, operated by the Pentagon, overseen by the CIA, funded by the taxpayers. These people were behind all of it.
You can screenshot that right there. There you guys go.
Hopefully. Yeah, so if anybody wants to ask you, well, how could you say that the scamdemic was Jewish? Screenshot that and show it to your best friends.
Yes, there you go. That's for everybody. Let's see. Hypocrisy. Oh, this is great. Work your whole life. Pay taxes. Obey the law. Lose your home in a hurricane. Get $750. Be a criminal in a foreign land. Illegally cross our border. Come here to terrorize and commit crimes against Americans. $5,000 debit card. Free throw. Mortgage assistance. And food stamps. Crazy.
These are the kinds of things that when we talk about these things, people still are... I just don't know why you hate everybody, Stu. Like, you just seem so angry all the time. Yeah, I have three kids. And by de facto, for the last 4 years, I've been fighting on behalf of millions of kids who are being targeted for molestation. They're being targeted for rape. They're being targeted for destruction. Their childhood innocence is being murdered. They're having bioweapons stuck in their freaking arms. Yeah, I'm a little bit pissed. And I do argue with Jesus about my anger on a daily basis. But you can't justify this.
Of course not.
$750 when you lose your home in a hurricane, when you lose your family in a hurricane, when you lose your children or your mother or your brother or your sister, your loved ones, the people that you love, you lose them in a hurricane that was intentionally pushed at you to land grab a lithium deposit, the largest lithium deposit in all of America.
Yep.
After pulling out of Afghanistan, which was previously the largest lithium supply that we were stealing.
Yes. Yep.
It is not difficult to figure out that this is a land grab and that this is intentional murder. And then the police are telling you that you'll be arrested if you come in to help people.
Yep. Oh, speaking of, hey, I'm not gonna advocate violence. I'm not here advocating violence, but what I do advocate as a professional mixed martial artist, that you should defend yourself. And if your government is being treasonous, you should probably defend yourself from treasonous actions like what Stu's just talked about. Stu just told you that it's already documented. There's videos everywhere. If you haven't seen the videos, you're fucking behind, and I can't help you. We should be able to defend ourselves from people who are treasonous, okay? And right now, your government is treasonous, all right? My camera froze. Don't fucking worry about it. Let's go to, we have to look at this. Did you see this, Stu? I love this.
What is this?
Breaking reports that a FEMA director who was acting arrogant and denying aid to North Carolina flood victims was beaten by local residents. The incident occurred 20 miles south of Asheville. Now, again, we don't condone.
These are people who need food. These are people who need water. These are people who need electricity. These are people that have literally lost everything, and you have FEMA there saying, yeah, no, we're not going to give you aid. What do you think these people are going to do? I talked to Carlos Cortez. I was still in Florida yesterday. I was getting fuel on Monday. And this is before this hurricane even comes, right? This is before man-made Milton is even coming. But the fear porn, Jewish-funded, mainstream legacy media is telling everybody that, yep, we're going to run out of gas, get out of here. So you're telling them that they're going to run out of gas, so you force everybody to go there and get fuel.
Yep.
And by doing that, these people are there pulling guns on each other.
No way.
I mean, Carlos Cortez was at the gas station. This guy pulls in with his family, pulls a gun out on this other guy and says, I need that fuel. Get out of here. And points the gun in his face. The guy left.
That's crazy.
Carlos witnessed all of that. Then you've got all these people. The whole state is out of fuel. But these people are trying to leave. So they're all on I-75. They're all stalled. How many of them ran out of fuel and are just stranded there? They're running out of fuel. They don't have anywhere to get fuel. And now they're sitting ducks on I-75 or whatever route they were taking out of the state of Florida.
Insane. AJ says, yes, Nick Fuentes did say that $750 was great. Well, if he did say that, then fuck him. Oh, yeah, I caught the welcome, Bailey. We appreciate you being here. And quartz. Yes, lithium and quartz is what they're going after in North Carolina. No thumbs, bro. Mm. Yeah, I forgot. No thumbs. Exactly. If I give the camera a thumbs up, my fucking camera freezes. FEMA needs to stop playing God when they are acting like Satan. Yeah. So again, I don't condone, you know, violence, but if you're blocking people's shit like this, then you probably deserve to get your ass kicked. Okay. Just to let you know, I figured that that would definitely make sense. The world's
only Sorry about that. I was
no, you're good.
Looking at a piece of camera equipment that I need to get, and I didn't realize it was a video.
No, you're good. Who cares?
You can't rewind when you're live.
Yeah, exactly. We do this shit live. This is why it's entertaining. Anglin over Fuentes. Who's Anglin? I don't know who that is. I saw a video with a gas.
Not really quite sure.
Yeah, I saw a video with a gas station set up to look like they're out of fuel, but they aren't.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, go to my ex. I was tweeting about that. Gas stations were pretending to be out of fuel.
Jeez
Louise. But they still had it.
That's crazy. Let's see. We also have the loans. Yes, this was crazy. So the loans have to be paid back. I don't know if you guys knew this. Breaking hurricane victims are now realizing that the $750 from FEMA that Kamala Harris is offering them is actually a loan, not relief. And if they don't pay back, the feds can seize their property. These people don't even have property anymore because of the hurricane. Stu, these people don't give a fuck about anybody. I think we're already
no. They do. What they want to do is kill you, and they've made that very obvious. They want to kill Christians. They want to kill white people. They want to kill so-called conservatives. If you still believe in conservatives or liberals or Republicans or Democrats, this left-right paradigm, which doesn't exist. So, no, what it really is it's logical, common sense, sane people. And then there are insane, delusional dredges on society.
Yes.
That's what the former liberals are.
Yes.
They are the transvestites. They are, yeah, the trannies. It's been a long time since I've heard transvestite. We should just start calling them that again.
Yeah, that's facts.
And then we should reopen insane asylums for these people.
I agree, Leslie.
We the people are on our own, Leslie.
Yep.
And we are growing in numbers, and this army is rising up, and we will win.
The federal government is evil incarnate. I agree.
It is.
They came through after Sandy with the same BS. I don't know what he means by that.
It's going to be a long time before the Florida National Guard allows people to come back to their homes, too. So don't forget that we're going to have a lot of violence in that regard, because people want to get back to their pets or their family or their loved ones or their homes to see if their boat is still there, their house is still there, and they're going to be blocked from coming back in. It appears that they're trying to keep people away for a really long time because you can't get food or water anywhere, and they're not bringing more in. They can't bring more in is what they're saying.
Wow.
Well, they can fly around into the eye of a hurricane to tell us on the cool little weather channel about how many millibars of pressure are contained in the storm, but they can't fly in water?
Yeah.
Like, what? None of this adds up. None of this makes any sense.
For sure.
And yes, we need to take care of each other, Leslie.
Absolutely. What's going on, Kate?
All right. FEMA director beat up. This is my favorite tweet response of all of this bullshit. I saw this and just laughed. Secretary Anthony Blinken says the U.S. is at the forefront of humanitarian response to the growing crisis in Lebanon, announcing nearly 157 million in assistance. Today, we are committed to supporting those in need, delivering essential aid to displaced civilians, refugees, and the communities hosting them. And then Mostly Peaceful Means says, what part of North Carolina is that? I thought that was fucking hilarious. Because it's true. Because it's absolutely true.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if these people have an opportunity to send your money to Israel or to Ukraine, which is Israel 2.0, if they have the opportunity to send your money to Jews, Anthony Blinken, by the way, a Jew, and if they have the money to, if they have the ability to do that and to help those people and their subversion while at the same time screwing over America and Americans, they will jump at it every single time. And we're going to get to a tweet from Dan Bilzerian that I quote tweeted where he showed you if we were to cut foreign aid to Israel, how much money, additional money, each family would have.
Yeah, we're going
to
get
each household in this country. And we're going to get to that so that you guys can see it.
I think that it's evident that we are living in an Orwellian nightmare. This is a famous tweet or famous quote from Orwell. While Orwell feared there were those who would ban books, you know, some people feared that certain people would ban some books. Orwell feared those who would ban books. What Hurley feared was that there would be no reason to ban
Huxley.
Huxley. Feared that there would be no reason to ban a book, for there would be one who wanted for to be no one who wanted to read one. Orwell feared those who would deprive us of information. Huxley feared those who would give us so much that we would be reduced to passivity and egoism. Orwell feared that the truth would be concealed from us. Huxley feared that the truth would be drowned in a sea of irrelevance. And I feel that's where we are today. Orwell feared we would become a captive culture. Huxley feared we would become a trivial culture. In 1984, people are controlled by inflicting pain in a brave new world. They are controlled by inflicting pleasure. In short, Orwell feared that we will have hate will ruin us, and Huxley feared that love will ruin us. And I believe this is exactly where we are today.
Yeah, what we love will ruin us. What we love will ruin us.
Well, I mean, now.
And that's right.
Now everybody's on their phone. They're watching all these fucking TikTok stars like Aiden Ross make out with Sky Bree on fucking cam, but they're not even talking about anything that matters like what you and I are talking about. They're not talking about any of this shit, but they got all of our kids fascinated in bullshit and drama. And here we are trying to save fucking humanity, but we're trying to compete with gatekeepers like an Aiden Ross or people who are just streaming nonsense to children when all those millions of children could be shown our shit. And we could change the world overnight. But they shadow ban the fuck out of us, take our money away. And oh, by the way, Aiden Ross is also a... Yeah.
King Bao won't say Jew.
Just did. Let's see. We have... Oh, yeah. How much to everyone else? So, love this. This tweet was going viral. A bunch of people were tweet sharing it. So far this year, the United States has given... What is that? Fucking, is that trillion or billion? 24 billion to Ukraine, 11 billion to Israel, 1.9 billion to Ethiopia, 1.6 to Jordan, 1.4 to Egypt, 1 million to Afghanistan and Somalia and Yemen.
No. 1.1 billion to Afghanistan.
1.1 billion to Afghanistan.
Also Somalia, a billion to Yemen, 987 million to the Congo, 896 million to Syria, 9,000 for every illegal immigrant that has entered the United States, and Americans who have lost everything to the hurricane will be getting a loan of $750 courtesy of FEMA, who Nick Fuentes is allegedly praising. I don't know how you wrap your head around that. I don't know how you justify that. $750 and FEMA's doing a great job. $750 and they're denying aid to people and getting the shit kicked out of them and beat up.
I don't know.
Really? I need to. They're doing a good job.
if he said that, we need to call him out and have a public conversation or a space, because I really want to understand what his motive is behind that. Because he's been talking all this shit about
I got to go watch it. I mean, if I have the time.
I haven't seen it.
But yeah, I mean, we can figure out if he said that.
Yeah, we have to. We absolutely fucking have to. Let's see what else we got here. Laura. Oh, your girl, Laura Loomer. She tweeted this. I know you guys are, you know, combatants, but this was a very interesting tweet, I thought. It's going to get to a point where private militias are going to need to escort aid delivery trucks in North Carolina. FEMA's trying to make people starve. This is now a matter to survive or listen to FEMA. Remember, everyone who complied in Maui died. Only those who disobeyed survived.
Now, she's 100% right. But that is a 100% factual tweet.
Okay, but now here's the question. Is this all a ploy to get people outraged so that civil war begins and they get what they want anyways?
This is we're watching right now. I mean, this is an opportunity to interfere in the fake election process, to make it look like it was justified, that they weren't able to get these machines online, which they shouldn't even be online anyways. All the mail-in voting, they're going to make a run at this. They have to. They're gonna make a run at killing Trump. They're gonna make a run at all out war with Iran. They're gonna make a run at instigating World War III with Vladimir Putin. They're gonna make a war with weather. They're already killing us with weather. You know there's another pandemic coming. You know there's already a vaccine for it. You know it's gonna affect children, so people are gonna be freaking out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they're making their run at this. The spotlight has been shined on them. There is a big, bright light on them. Nobody else can deny it at this point. Everybody is looking at these people. Millions and millions of. Can you imagine having a conversation about a film called Occupied 1 year ago? Can you imagine having some of the conversations on air that we're actually having now, and it's truthful, and it's not a conspiracy theory? And cloud seeding is confirmed, and there are patents for this stuff. The shots are a patented weapon of biowarfare. They're an actual bioweapon and patented that. I mean, Bill Gates needs to be put on trial. What about the mosquitoes? Hey, whatever happened to the murder hornets?
Yeah.
Where are the murder hornets? Release the murder hornets!
Hey, by the way, speaking of fucking mosquitoes, I want to say this. Fuck you, Bill Gates. I've been in New Mexico now, Stu, for the last 4 years, right? And in that 4 years, I love New Mexico, but there ain't no fucking mosquitoes. There ain't been no mosquitoes. The 4 years I have been here, and now all of a sudden, guess what? There's fucking
mosquitoes.
And I've gotten bit more now than ever before. How in the fuck does that happen? It's the desert out here. Mosquitoes hate this bitch. There ain't no water for them out here. Now, they're everywhere. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so they're dropping them from helicopters.
Yeah, fuck Bill Gates.
They're literally dropping these things from helicopters. Yeah. We've seen videos of it. It's like a videos. Black swarm. And then you get fact-checked, or you get community noted, and it's like, no, this isn't a bad thing. They're doing this for the sake of humanity. Bill Gates is a humanitarian. Like, they just gaslight you.
Where's the
and Americans buy this crap.
No, I don't believe
people are so easily influenced by what their television tells them to do. Who to vote, where to go, when to evacuate, what's coming. I mean, my God.
I don't know.
Disobey the fake government. They are marching you directly to your death.
Facts. Speaking of direct, marching people to their death, here's all the weather modification.
Blow that up really big.
Yeah, here you go. So you guys know, just
like full page and then scroll.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Go full screen on that.
Yep. So this actually, like, now we have to bring it down a little bit just so that they can see the top of that bitch. Here you guys go. This is the actual patent. If you want to look it up. To cloud seeding and weather modification. Quit being retarded. This is real, and they are doing this and fucking humanity up, okay? So these are the real documents. You can go find them. We'll put it up if you want it. But yes, that is the cloud seeding documents. Just so you know, it's real, because, yes, it's actually fucking happening right now. And if you don't believe it, I don't know what to tell you about Florida. You don't get a stronger hurricane after it hops on land and then fucks more of North Carolina.
And then it stays intact and goes through the mountains all the way to North Carolina and completely destroys it?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. That's retarded.
These people were being, they were finding kids tied to trees as the parents were making a last-ditch heroic effort to save the lives of their children while their children tied to the tree watched their parents take their last breath and die in a mudslide and die underwater and die in their homes.
Yeah. It's war.
There were trees that fell on top of these homes and they found these people clutching each other.
Yeah. Here you guys go. Here's some more. This is real. Just so you're aware. Screen record that. Do what you need. Putting it out there for you for a reason. It's real. It's real, Israel, right?
Yes, they control the weather. And every time they deny it, people go, oh, well, maybe they don't then. No, yeah, they do.
No, they do.
And they admit it.
What about
this? So I don't know why people don't push back on it.
What about the cyber attack? I mean, this literally just happened yesterday, or I think it was yesterday. Cyber attack strikes.
Yeah, and by the way, Wyoming is on fire.
Yes, we're going to get. Yeah, exactly. That's a whole other thing. This is Project Lockstep. If you're not retarded, Project Lockstep, they told you that this was coming a while ago, where literally you just get bombarded with a bunch of shit and then. Like everything, how many different news stories have you covered that just don't
cross the, oh my God, lines? The news cycle is like 20 seconds long now. It's not even 24 hours anymore. I remember when the news cycle used to be 24 hours.
Facts.
It's like not even 20 seconds now. Shit is blowing up. Fires are starting. Food plants are disintegrating. Bombs are going off everywhere. People are injecting themselves with poison.
Yes.
The banks are collapsing. You can't get any freaking money. Hurricanes are being manipulated and steered into us. Yeah. Elections are being rigged and stolen. Assassination attempts are happening. Iran is launching missiles. You know, Israel is destroying and annexing an entire, everything they touch just turns into hell on earth. And then 100% of our government is completely sold out, and then you have Trump standing in front of a half a dozen stars of Remphan saying he's going to make Israel great again.
Yeah, facts.
I mean, we are in a really effed up situation right now as a country, and without a spiritual revival, a real one, and without significant repentance, we are going to continue to be under judgment by God, and this will be the darkest nation that the world has ever seen.
Nick F. is too smart to be simply mistaken on the FEMA response given Patriot reports in North Carolina. Sun simulator patents too. We are living in detrimental experimental times. Come on, Wi-Fi. You're not going to lose me that easy. It's true about the mosquitoes. Yes, it's very fucking true. I'm a living fucking...
Yeah.
Yes.
I've shown videos of that. I've shown videos of them dropping these mosquitoes out of helicopters. Big swarms of them. Large clouds. And they target blood types. They like blacks. That's why you're getting bit up.
Really? Is that real?
No.
Okay. They're, they're.
They, these people don't want to kill blacks. You're safe.
The Air Force released a document in 1996 titled Controlling the Weather in 2025. Yes, I have a video on that. I have a video on that. How do we fight this? It's bullshit. We all come together and go to Washington and tie down all the lizards and then say, are you a lizard? And we try to pull off their mask. And then if they're not a lizard, then we hang them out in the sun to dry.
Whoa.
This is all hypothetical. This is all hypothetical, obviously. It's not the new science. There is nothing new under the sun. I tagged you in a video. Duke Energy opened the dams. What? I don't know what that's about. Feeding dark forces with humanity's fear and despair. Thank you. That's a real comment. They want.
And chaos. Then the guy that provided testimony about the bio lab that exploded in Georgia. They got him out of here. He collapsed and died suddenly.
Oh, that's right. That did happen. The Jews control reproduction. The Jews say preventing a woman from abortion is domestic violence. I came here instead of Nick Fuentes controlled op cinema. Well, we appreciate you being here. Thank you. Yeah. 600K.
There are a lot of limited hangouts out there, I will tell you that. If you turn on one of your so-called dissident alternative media broadcasters and they are not going directly after the synagogue of Satan, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, okay. That is very, very true. I definitely agree. That's why I say I will say Jews. I have a song called Anti-Semitism. If you're not retarded and you don't think I'll say Jews, you need to quit being retarded. Okay, go listen to King Bao, Anti-Semitism, and then get yourself caught up, because we have been saying all of this for a long time. Quit being fucking stupid. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Please post the show on Rumble. It is on Rumble. Pray.
Yeah, I believe that we're live on Rumble right now, aren't we?
Yep, we are. Yes. Let's do it. How many lizards know jujitsu? Probably not a lot, but they do know the roll. Crocodiles, like, they bite, and alligators, they bite and they roll, so they kind of do know jujitsu a little bit. They do know how to roll. Vanguard and, let's see, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street-owned Duke Energy, Piedmont, and Hawaii Electric. Wow.
Yeah. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street own 100% of your media. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, all headquartered on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. They own your media. They own your stock department, your stock market. They own your politicians. Thomas Massey was right.
Yeah.
He said the quiet part out loud, and then they clipped his wife for saying everybody in Congress has an AIPAC handler.
Yeah.
And then they clipped his wife. These people are so scared of these Jews. Candace Owens said, if somebody kills me, if something happens to me, well, she said the Zionists did it. What she meant to say was the Jews did it, but she didn't want to say the word. She went with Frankists and Zionists. What other group of people are you not allowed to talk about without being in fear of great imminent bodily harm or death?
Yeah.
There isn't another group of people. We could talk about the CCP. We could talk about Chi-Coms. We could talk about radical Islamist extremists. But you start talking about Jews and you got to worry about your livelihood. You got to worry about your home. You got to worry about your kids. You got to worry about your safety, and you have to worry about your life being taken from you.
Yeah.
Make that make sense.
It doesn't. Defend. It doesn't. Just like this doesn't. I love what Ian Carroll has been doing lately. He says, remember, FEMA isn't out of money just because they're funding illegal immigration. They're out of money because they're funding the largest human trafficking network the world has ever seen. In cooperation with international drug cartels and a vast network of NGOs, this is treason. Muckraker did a beautiful expose on that. I have that video as well. Let me see if I can find that. Yeah, Muckraker following. You've had him on your show before.
Ian Carroll, yeah. Alejandro, the Jew Mayorkas.
Oh, yeah, put Mayorkas in prison already. That's right.
Yeah, Alejandro, the Jew Mayorkas.
I want to play this video real quick. This is real Muckraker exposing the trafficking that's going on.
All the kids wearing masks, and they have them keeping their head down. They're telling them to hide their face. Many of these kids go missing.
I've even had a little friend. I can't remember.
Although, I can't see it.
Yeah, I have to do it this way. 1 second. This is the real Muckraker video of 320,000 children missing, and he shows some behind the scenes footage.
They have all of the kids wearing masks, and they have them keeping their head down. They're telling them to hide their face. Many of these kids go missing.
I've even had a little friend. I can't remember her name, but she said she didn't know where she would go.
And MVM is an organization that has moved thousands.
I don't work for MVM? I'm on vacation.
You said that you were on vacation, and now you're moving this small child to the airport. I thought you were on vacation. Do you have any comment about the children that have gone missing that you've helped to escort across the country?
Two children were delivered to a sponsor that lives at this address. But as you can see, nobody lives here, and honestly, it doesn't look like anybody's lived here in quite a long time.
There's kids in the car here. They're moving these kids. They just turn the lights off.
We owe a debt of $10,000 for me and another $10,000 for my brother.
That van that we just confronted, they are now taking off. We are following them. This van is now trying to lose us. They're driving through this neighborhood that's headed absolutely nowhere.
Are a lot of the kids coming over here, are they trafficked, or like, what's the...
Some are. I'm not gonna lie. Some are.
She cried because she didn't know what they would do with her. We went to sleep, and in the morning, when I got up, she was gone.
Since 2021, an average of 400 unaccompanied children are smuggled into the United States every day. These children, who cross into the United States without parents, are subsequently detained, processed by the federal government's Unaccompanied Children Program, and eventually released into the country. On August 19, 2024, the Department of Homeland Security announced that they had lost track of over 300,000 of these children. In June of 2024, a government insider from the Department of Health and Human Services provided Muckraker with a list detailing the names of over 8,000 alien children, along with their last known addresses. So, we began an operation to find the missing children ourselves. Over the course of our investigation, we discovered the dangerous places where children had been delivered, confronted a CIA contractor who moves these children, heard shocking stories from children who the federal government has lost track of, and exposed a child trafficking network in Florida. This report brings to light the fate of the forgotten children who have fallen victim to the criminal negligence of the United States federal government.
They have all of the kids wearing masks and they have them keeping their head down. They're telling them to hide their face. Many of these kids go missing.
I've even had a little friend. I can't remember her name, but she said she didn't know where she would go.
And MVM is an organization.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the real Muckraker is doing really good work. And I mean, if you don't see this, this is the largest child grab ever. You know how many kids go missing every single day?
Exactly.
Where are these kids?
We know.
And why is nobody talking about these kids?
We know. We know why. We know who's doing it. And that's the fucking point. And all of this is not only a land grab, but a child grab as well. And that's why, Stu, I love you.
Our kids, we kill you. And no kids are safe. And no kids are safe. They're teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock. And no kids are safe. And no kids are safe. They're teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock. Touch our kids, we kill you. You touch our kids, we kill you. You touch our kids, we kill you. We kill you. Kill, 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 kill you. Touch our kids.
That's a fucking hit.
I mean, I don't even know why that's controversial to say. Who doesn't want to protect kids? Who doesn't want to fight for kids? Who doesn't want to defend kids? Who doesn't want to save kids from the onslaught of pedophilia and perversion and degeneracy and depravity? This is why millions of people supported the rise of the National Socialists.
Yep.
We're facing Weimar conditions. And so we need Weimar solutions.
Yep. Duke Energy opened dams to flood North Carolina because the people didn't want to sell their land, and the storm was a perfect opportunity for them to get their hands on the land.
What happened? Yep. And Duke Energy is a BlackRock.
I love you too, Stu. Kate, thank you for being here. That's a theory I saw today, that Milton's purpose is the flood. The tunnels under
Disney. The tunnels under Disney.
Wow.
Come on.
And bow.
I don't know about that. Well, like, I mean, it's some white hat operation?
I mean, hey, man.
I don't know, Aaron.
We all know they're fucking pedos. Disney is a
whole. Well, yeah, of course. But I'm not thinking that this is some white hat operation. And I don't think Donald Trump was trusting the plan. I mean, this is something that you would hear over at Real Raw News or something, you know. Here's Trump playing 6D chess. He's the real commander-in-chief. He's the one that did all of this. He's flooding the tunnels.
Child trafficking is real, but also a diversion to capture attention. You think so? Elites can clone millions and dumbs, deep underground military bases. No, I don't think it's a white hat op.
All right. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
I'm glad to hear that.
Let's keep it moving. We have... Oh, you're going to love this. So I wanted to put this up here because you're going to love this. The mayor of Asheville, North Carolina, asked her, if you're wondering, yes, she is.
Yep.
And if you're in the club, you know what that means. And then...
Yeah, she's a Jew.
Yeah. And then all these motherfuckers, Mayorkas, Rothenberg, she's the head of FEMA, and the mayor of Nashville are all King Bell won't say Jews. Yeah, there. So that's real. FEMA is all about it. And oh, by the way, everybody in FEMA is. Yeah, so that's real too. Did you know that, Stu? Everybody, pretty much.
Yep.
All the heads of FEMA.
When I said I was coming out with a film called Occupied and people are like, what are you about? Well, maybe now you have a little bit better idea why we opened this conversation over a year ago when I was sat down with Alex Jones.
So speaking of that, let's play that clip, shall we?
Which clip?
We got that fourth installment, don't we?
I got the fourth teaser.
Yeah, I got that trailer.
Here. Yeah, we just dropped that.
Yeah, so here's a brand new trailer that we got for Occupied coming out. It's gonna be crazy.
I grew up in a world where everything evolved around politically. Everything evolved around Israel, and the power was amazing.
Good morning, AIPAC. Good morning.
I will be meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu later today, and President Obama will meet with him tomorrow.
He once called me the first Jewish president. Stand up for Israel and look out for the rights of the Jewish people.
I could be elected prime minister today. If I ever decided to give this up and go over to Israel, I would be elected very quickly. They have polls at 99%.
When Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism.
I did not need to be a Jew to be a Zionist, for I am.
We're going to take back our country, and we're going to make Israel great again.
And we're going to make Israel great again.
We need to support Israel. No ands, ifs, or buts.
So we have to save Israel. Look, you're here for a reason. We have to save Israel. This is no longer games.
Wow. That shit is... Yeah, they're killing those trailers. Jeez, the fucking wheeze. Yeah, so everybody's in on it, guys. Hey, quit being retarded. They're all in on it.
It's really hard to watch and not be just really black-pilled. But if I didn't think that we were going to win, I wouldn't be here every day fighting.
Yeah, I mean,
I know that we're going to win.
The shit has already changed, bro. Everybody is now talking about it. That's why I wanted to put all those things up. Right now, that's right. Let's get into the Dan Bilzerian tweet. I mean, everybody is noticing, like I said, the FEMA.
It's all connected. It's all intertwined. All of these groups are working hand in hand together.
Yes.
I said that recently on my show.
Yes. This was the Dan Bilzerian tweet that you retweeted. You want to read that? Can you read it? Can you see it from there?
The United States' support of Israel has cost Americans $17.6 trillion when you factor in the compounding interest of all of the foreign aid plus the war on terror. So if we did not support Israel, every American household would have an extra $200,000 in cash. Let that sink in. $200,000.
Yeah.
For every American household. $200,000. But it's all going to Israel.
Somebody posted a tweet that broke down all the money that it would take for us to like end homelessness in America. And it was like $58 million to help out all the veterans. And it was like around the same or like 30 some million. And then they've literally sent billions of dollars. Like I think it's $250 billion to Israel.
Well, no, we have over the years sent them trillions of dollars.
Yeah, it's fucking outrageous.
We've sent hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine.
Yeah.
by the way, which is run by a Jew who is an illegitimate president who did away with elections and remained in power even when his term was up, who plays the piano with his penis, dances in leather chaps. He's a homosexual. He's a Jew. His name is fake. Volodymyr Zelensky. How many Y's are on the end of his name this week?
Hey, we're going
to
play.
Like, they literally changed his name. They changed the name of Kiev to Kiev.
Yeah. We're going to get to
the ghost of Kiev. Yeah. Okay. That was a lie. The bombing of maternity wards. Yeah. Okay. That was a lie. Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. Yeah. No, he sent humanitarian aid transports to Ukraine to get ethnic Russians the F out of Ukraine. What happened to those ethnic Russians when they were trying to get on those transports and leave? They were killed en masse. They were mowed down. That's a war crime. Targeting the families of Russian soldiers is a war crime. Conscripting people into the Ukrainian army is a war crime.
Why do you think they didn't talk to people about that? Why don't you think they let people know that that fucking happened? Getting shot.
That what happened?
Getting shot in the back. Have you seen those videos? Even like, so Ukraine did that. Now Israel did that. Israel's been fucking shooting civilians. You see the videos of them like, go, walk away. And they'll start walking away. And then they shot the old man in the back. They shot the fucking teenager in the back. Like, these people.
The mass graves that you find in the Donbass happened under Zelensky's watch. That was done on purpose. He banned opposition television channels. He assassinated opposition political opponents.
Crazy.
This guy's a war criminal, but it's all being run out of Netanyahu's office.
For sure. To flood, perfect ad libs, bro. We appreciate you. Let's see. Jews just want to breed us. It's that simple. The just imploded Tropicana in Vegas and mentioned the cleanup, talking a while because of the tunnels. Yes, they want to capture attention until everyone agrees to upload their consciousness so the earth can burn. They want to restart earth, in my opinion. I definitely believe there's a great reset happening. I mean, Stu Peters also put out a documentary that's incredible by my boy Sean Hibbler. And you all should go on Stu Peters Network and Stu Peters Rumble and watch Old World Order. They have reset this motherfucker multiple times. That's what they do. They get everybody out of here, however they do, whether it's a great fire, whether it's what they get people out of here, and then they reset everything. So I absolutely agree with this comment. I absolutely agree with this comment, Kate. Thank you for being here. I love how raw-based this show is. God bless and protect you both. We appreciate you being here, AJ. Alex dropped his mask on his show with Stu. You should talk about...
And I'm so happy that the world was there to see it.
Stu, how long ago was it that you realized the Jews...
You know, I've been asked this question, and I guess I don't know that there was an exact date or one event, but it has been, you know, a year and a half or 2 years of really, like, peeling back the layers of the onion, and every time you look at something that is failing or that is going wrong or what is driving this country's dick into the dirt, and you look at who's responsible, it's always been the Jews.
Hey, here you go, Stu. Here you go. Why is this a fucking thing? OnlyFans owner pledged $11 million to Israel.
Well, the OnlyFans, you mean OnlyFans is Pornhub is Jewish?
Yep.
Tel Aviv is the most homosexual city on earth. Yes, more gay than San Francisco. These guys are pillow biting, Hershey Highway riding fudge packers.
Stu, let me play your clip from earlier. The one that you said.
Sure. All of these groups are connected. They're all exchanging money. They're all exchanging personnel. And they're all working hand in hand with the Federal Reserve and with our federal government and with their political shakedown groups like AIPAC to keep a handle on things. When it comes down to it, it really is as simple as saying the Jews control our government, because they do. And anybody who's not willing to say that out loud is a subversive. a limited hangout. They're controlled. And the Jews control a whole lot more than just our government, thanks to their media domination, which once again is directly linked to their central banking domination. They have been able to keep the rest of us at each other's throats while they seize even more control. So while we're all focused on a completely fake and staged and gay rigged election, even more power moves are being made behind the scenes and our country is completely falling apart. We can talk about Kamala and Trump and Vance and Walls all day long and break down and react to fake debates as part of this script that we're all watching in a WWE wrestling event. But either way, this country is deteriorating. Kids are being castrated. They're being raped and they're being groomed and they're being molested and they're being mutilated and they're being targeted for slaughter. The media covers the fake and gay election and tells politicians to swear their allegiance to Israel, while American women who've just been brainwashed by Jews get abortions and sacrifice their babies to Moloch. At the DNC, on a bus that's paid for by the people who are supposed to be doing the bidding of the American people in a Christian-founded country. While Jew-run NGOs working with Alejandro the Jew Mayorkas import third-world savages right over our southern border that's completely non-existent and then plant them in the interior of America into cities and towns to rape and kill and destroy. They are a Jewish weapon of mass...
Bro, you smoked that.
They're a Jewish weapon of mass destruction. And all of it is linked together. All of it can be traced back to the central banks. All of it can be traced back to the 1913 founding of the Federal Reserve. And we need to get back to a time where this is all exposed like it was in the 1930s.
Hey, do you want to plug?
Because if we don't, we will lose.
You want to plug your book?
Oh, yeah, sure. We do have a new sponsor on the program, although be it, we've lost a lot of them, but we appreciate these people over at holocaustencyclopedia.com. I would recommend that you get the hard copy. They put a lot of work into this gem. This dispels all of the lies that have been told around this event, that this bastardized version of history teaches our children, taught me that a lot of these so-called evangelical Protestant pastors are teaching out of the Scofield Bible. The lies and the absurdities surrounding the Holocaust, they're all exposed in here. This is a factual account. It's the Holocaust Encyclopedia. You can get it at holocaustencyclopedia.com, and you'll get the, make sure that you get the physical one. Don't settle for the online version. And when you get this, if you want a discount, use the promo code StuLikesBooks at holocaustencyclopedia.com. Promo code StuLikesBooks for a big discount. I ordered 10 of them. I am giving them out for Christmas in my family.
Stu, I got something for the people. To end the show, I got something for the people. A lot of people do not realize... Brian,
well, we got 4 minutes to get out of here. Are we going to get through all this?
Yeah. Well, we'll play it until we do. We'll play it until it's done, and then we'll get out of here. So a lot of people don't know the history of the Jews. They have no idea. And somebody was trying to challenge you earlier. I believe it was Brian Strew or whatever. So we have
I don't think that was a challenge. That wasn't a challenge. That was agreeing with us. Hey,
That's right.
When did this happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can anybody point to any place in the Bible where this happened?
Yes. So we have a video for you, and this is how we're going to close out on Cancelable. We went live on the wrong Stu Peters channel, so this will be uploaded on his main one. After this, we will see you guys next week. This is the real history of the Jews.
It's a pretty known fact that the Jews are God's chosen people, that the Jewish homeland is Israel, that the Jews believe in the Old Testament, and that the Old Testament is about Jews. However, almost none of these facts are true. Nowhere in the Bible does it call the Jews God's chosen people. Modern-day Israel isn't really the homeland of the Jews. The Jews don't really believe in the Old Testament, and only maybe 5% of the people in the Old Testament can even be considered Jewish. So now that you've branded me an anti-Semite, we can begin. So the expression anti-Semite literally means against Shem or his descendants. However, being anti-Jewish isn't the same as being anti-Semitic. So let me explain. The Semites are the descendants of a man named Shem who would father some of the world's most renowned empires and dynasties, such as the Assyrian and Babylonian empires, and even the Persians can call themselves Semites. So why is it when you say something against the Jews, you are considered anti-Semitic? Because just like stealing your religion, your homes, your money and businesses, some Jews also love stealing names, inheritance, and land. So Shem is the son of Noah, the guy who built the ark when Mesopotamia flooded. The Sumerian kingdom would be destroyed by the flood, and the Semites would descend from the Caucasian mountains and establish the Akkadian Empire. Shem would have children, and one of his descendants would be named Eber. He would be the father of the Hebrew people, and the Semites would be called by his name. Eber's line would eventually give birth to a man named Abram, or a Jew named Abraham. Except Abraham has never been a Jew, nor will he ever be a Jew, and to call Abraham one is just plain ignorant, so let's go through it. So, according to the Bible, Abraham was a Hebrew and not a Jew, who God promised would be the father of many nations. Not one single Jewish nation, but many nations, and that through him all the families of the world would be blessed. Abraham would pass this blessing on to his younger son Isaac, and not his eldest son Ishmael. Isaac would have twin sons named Esau and Jacob. Again, the Abrahamic blessing would be passed down to the younger brother Jacob, who would then be renamed to Israel. Israel would then have 12 sons. His sons would each become their own tribes and eventually become their own nations. One of his sons would be named Judah, who would be the father of the Jewish people, and all Jews are related to him. Even though all Jews are Israelites, majority of Israelites are not Jews. Obviously, Israel would have to pass the Abrahamic blessing to Judah in order for them to be the chosen people. Israel would want his favorite son, Joseph, to inherit the Abrahamic blessing. However, Judah, the father of the Jews, would be jealous and conspire with his brothers to have Joseph killed. In the end, Judah sold Joseph into slavery for silver, much like Judah sold Jesus to the Jews. So, the Bible portrays Judah as a jealous villain and Joseph as the chosen son. While in slavery, Joseph would rise to become the prime minister of Egypt and father two sons named Ephraim and Manasseh. In the end, Israel would adopt Joseph's sons and pass the Abrahamic blessing on to them, making them the chosen people and dividing Joseph into two tribes, making 13 tribes of Israel. As for the father of the Jews, his two eldest sons would die and Judah would end up bowing down to Joseph. So, now that you understand that the Jews were never intended to bless the world, nor were they ever considered the chosen people, we can move on to our second point. So, is the Jewish homeland Israel? And the answer is yes and not at all. Israel was originally called the Land of Canaan, named after Noah's grandson, Canaan. The Land of Canaan was conquered by the Israelites after they left Egypt with Moses, found in the book of Exodus. The Bible says God commanded the Israelites to punish the Canaanites for their sexual immorality, which led to child sacrifice, which would eventually lead to cannibalism. The word cannibal actually comes from the words Canaan and the god Baal. Baal was the god of Canaan, and the priests were known for eating the children after they were sacrificed to him, hence why we call them cannibals. So now that you understand what kind of people were living in Canaan, try not to feel so bad when you read that God ordered us to exterminate them. The borders of the Jewish homeland were established by Joshua, who was one of the descendants of Joseph and not from Judah. So if we were to restore the Jews to their original land, according to the Bible, the Jewish homeland would look less like this and more like that. So, like the story of Joseph and Judah, their children likewise wouldn't get along either. After becoming nations, there would be a civil war. The Jews would rule the southern kingdom of Judea, while Joseph's sons would rule the northern kingdom, keeping the name Israel. They would have different religions, believe in different gods, and while Judah stayed in Judea, Joseph would ally himself with the Phoenicians and establish colonies and trade posts all over the Mediterranean. The kingdom of Israel would be corrupted by foreign ideologies, and like the Canaanites, would fall into materialism, sexual morality, and child sacrifice, which would lead to them being conquered by the Assyrian Empire. Some of the Israelites would be taken into captivity into the lands of Assyria and Media, while some of the Israelites and Phoenicians would flee to their colonies and trade posts, fulfilling the promise made to Abraham that the world would be blessed through him, as he would be the father of many nations. So the sons of Joseph would become fruitful and multiply among the nations, forgetting who they are, which shouldn't surprise us considering their names literally mean fruitful and forgetful. Just like the Northern Kingdom, the Jews would fall into sexual immorality and start sacrificing their children. They would be conquered and enslaved by the Babylonians, then freed and reestablished by the Persians, conquered again by the Greeks, and later occupied by the Romans. While under Roman rule, the Jews would launch the greatest revolution in Roman history, known as the Great Revolt, which would fail, causing Judea, Jerusalem, and the Jewish temple to be destroyed, ironically fulfilling everything Jesus and the Christians said would happen. The Jews, not being satisfied with losing their temple and homeland, would stab the Romans in the back by launching two more rebellions, killing over 500,000 Greeks and Romans. God would bless the chosen people with two more humiliating defeats, along with a banishment from the land, causing Judea to be renamed to Syria-Palestina. So, the reason the Jews have been able to take Palestine really rests on the fact that they've stolen the name Israel and have convinced the Christian West that they are the chosen people and that they alone are Israel. But once putting things into perspective, we see that just isn't true. Which brings us to our third point. Do the Jews believe in the Old Testament? The answer is kind of and not really. While waving around the Old Testament as if they believe in it, the Jews actually have secondary books that they consider just as important, the main book being called the Talmud. To explain the Talmud, we have to understand some basic Jewish Roman history, going back to Emperor Claudius, who, like Emperor Tiberius, tried to ban the Jews from Rome after branding them aggressive troublemakers. Sadly, Emperor Claudius didn't understand how to play the Game of Thrones and ended up mysteriously being killed. His successor, Emperor Nero, would lift the Jewish ban, which shouldn't surprise us considering the Talmud says he was a Jewish convert. Nero and his Jews would engage in some of the most barbaric acts known to man. Just to give you an idea of how crazy this pro-Jewish Roman emperor was, Nero burned down Rome and blamed it on the Christians, causing them to be tortured and killed in the worst ways imaginable. He murdered his entire family, then kicked his pregnant wife and unborn child to death, and then castrated a young boy named Sporus and forced him to dress like the wife who he had just murdered. With the coming of Jesus, the Jews would divide into two main groups. Those who believe that Jesus is the Messiah, while the other group of Jews rejected this claim, believing that their Messiah would come wielding a sword to destroy the Romans and set up a Jewish empire, which is what led the Jews to revolt against Rome in the first place. That, and they just didn't want to pay taxes. After their failed rebellions, the Jews would retreat to Babylon, creating the religion we know today as Judaism, making Christianity older by about 200 years. The Jews would argue and say that the Talmud is the oral law that was passed down orally without any mistakes since the time of Moses, before finally being written down between 200 and 400 years after Jesus. This would place the Jews in first place above the Muslims for the longest, most successful game of broken telephone ever played. The Talmud speaks of its love for Christians by calling the mother of Jesus a whore and calling Jesus a bastard sorcerer who is in hell boiling in human shit. Which brings us to our last point. Is the Old Testament about Jews? The answer is no, not really. Because the Jews have stolen the name Israel, you would never guess that the majority of the people in the Bible are not Jewish. The Apostle Paul, for instance, even though everyone calls him a Jew, Paul quickly separates himself from the Jews and says, "I am an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin." The Bible also says that God sent Paul to preach among the Israelites. And funny enough, Paul's ministry wasn't in Judea, but he was sent to preach to the Galatians in Asia Minor, the Greeks in Greece, and the Romans in Rome. The Bible is constantly separating the kingdom of Israel from the kingdom of Judah, as it is constantly separating Joseph from Judah. The entire Jewish deception and hijacking of the Bible depends on them stealing the terms Semites, Hebrews, and Israelites. For example, Moses, the man who wrote the first five books known as the Torah, did not come from the tribe of Judah, nor was he part of the kingdom of Judea, yet somehow he is a Jew. The reality here is the majority of the people in the Old Testament are not Jewish. The Bible is a book that tells the history of many nations and peoples, like the Semites, Hebrews, Israelites, Egyptians, Phoenicians, Babylonians, Assyrians, Armenians, Persians, Greeks, Romans, and many others. It's not only about Jews.